On this Tuesday night, it's the first round of the NIT. We're in Louisville, Kentucky at the KFC Yum Center. And, Coach, it has been, what, about 10 days or so since you last played that quarterfinal game up in Detroit against Cleveland State. Here you are 10 days later playing in the NIT. What's been going on with your club in the last week and a half?
So we gave the guys about three days off at the beginning of last week. It was spring break, so we let them get away a little bit. We've really had a big break here in between games. And then we worked on ourselves. We had really good practices, Jim, during the course of the week without having any opportunity to know who we're going to play. So we couldn't prep. So we just got better at the things we need to get better at. Sunday night, we had a watch party at my house. We had the athletic department over and our players. It was a lot of fun and went right to work after that. And it's been a whirlwind here getting down to Louisville and getting started.
It is strange, isn't it, because you have 10 days between games, but you really have no time to prep once you figure out who you're going to play.
That's exactly right. So it works both ways. They're in the same boat. And it's unique because, you know, you team two teams that haven't seen each other. So you try to streamline everything you can, try to work on the things that are most important, and realize you're going to have to be better off doing what you do well than necessarily stopping what they do well.
Even though I know you'd like to be playing later in the week, still in all, when you look back at these last 2 years, NCAA last year, NIT this year, it's been a pretty good first 2 years, hasn't it?
It's been historical. You know, I looked at the thing the other day. Take out the BCS conferences and then the WAC and the A-10, which are Gonzaga and the multi-bid leagues. There's about 225 schools. Only 10 schools have done what we've done the last 2 years, and none of them in the situation. All of them had long traditions with Division I programs with traditions. So couldn't be more proud of our players, couldn't be more proud of our administration, couldn't be more proud of our program.
Funny how things have worked out. Last year, NCAA, you get Indianapolis as a site. You get UK as the opponent. This year, NIT, you get Louisville, Kentucky, and the University of Louisville Cardinals. Both, of course, are within driving distance. The fans have really eaten up the tickets here. You're going to have a nice crowd of support tonight, aren't you?
It doesn't surprise me at all. You know, we have a great fan base that I appreciate a great deal. And, you know, being a mid-major school in the state of Kentucky, when you get to the NCAA tournament, NIT, there's likelihood that you're going to play one of the two great traditional ace programs in all of college basketball. So it's part about being a major in this area, but I love the location. I love the fact that we've been in Louisville and Indianapolis the last 2 years for our fans.
Some experimental rules this year for the NIT. You're going to have a wider lane. You're going to have a longer three-point shot. You're going to play in quarters. Any of those jump out at you in terms of really affecting what you do, or that you like or you don't like?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do not like the three-point line being extended. The percentages don't show that there's no reason to extend it. We're not shooting at a high rate from college basketball. I'm going to predict somebody's going to step out of bounds in the corner tonight because you have less room to weigh in. The other piece is your substitution patterns and your ability to do two-for-ones at the end of clocks will be more, because now you have four stoppages or two more stoppages. You have a second quarter stoppage and a second half stoppage more than just halftime. So those will factor in. I don't think the lane line is going to factor in a whole lot. The five fouls going to a double bonus will factor in. There's no more one-on-one. The fans won't see a one-on-one.
You're going to see an extremely large team against you tonight. U of L has 7 foot, 6'11", 6'10". How does that affect what you guys are going to try to do?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, Jim. We just don't see that on a regular basis. Their length and athleticism is something that our guys haven't gone against all year and will not go against going forward. So you can't prepare for it. I mean, Coach Shumate's got a stick raising above his head and layup line. That only helps so much. So we'll attack to what we do, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to drive and kick and try to get them into rotations a little bit. If the ball sticks and it sticks in the half court, then their length becomes more of a problem.
John, as always, thanks for your time and the visit. Good luck tonight here in Louisville against the Cardinals.
Thank you, Jim.
That's the head coach of the Norse, John Brannon. His comments courtesy of Dickman Sports Cafe in Fort Wright, home of the NKU Coaches Show. Back with more pregame in a moment. This is NKU Basketball from Learfield on 55 KRC.